Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, ComEd, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. We have a packed show for you today. We go here until 1. Phone lines are open on the MegaPros call and text line and picture line. Send us your pictures of your home improvement challenges. We would love to see them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Packed show. John Hanson's going to make a special drop in at 10:30. We have Alderman O'Shea coming in at noon. Gary Novell, the credit enhancement expert, calling in at 10:30 with another credit challenge situation that he helped the listener with. But first, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
Good morning, everybody. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. You could go. We updated our Facebook, so now you could go to Facebook if you want to watch us. Before, you had to be a friend of mine, and I have 5,000 friends, and I'm maxed out. So to make it easier, I know about 17 of them. To make it super easy, we have set up a Home Sweet Home Chicago Facebook page. So thank you to Erica and Sam for setting that up. So you could go to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Like us, and you'll get instantaneous notifications of the show and everything that we're doing there. And you could see us online right now. So if you're on Facebook, Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook, and check us out. 312-981-7200. Like I said earlier, we are packed today. So let's just get around real quick. Rich Dykstra Sr., how are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, David. Thank you.
We're going to be talking about check and cleans. Lou was mentioning that one of his callers got bamboozled, it sound like, from somebody. I think the caller, Dave, you were listening to that as well. I think the caller said that they contacted somebody that advertises on the radio, and they did a check and clean, a clean and check, a CNC,
right,
and wound up being, it's usually, and Lou mentioned, like anywhere from $89 to $150, depending upon that. And the gentleman
it was
on
like
the
$600.
It was like $600.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So it we're going to dive a little deeper into that, Mr. Dykstra. So you could explain to our listeners what a check and clean and check. What a clean and check is.
Right.
How much a clean and check should actually realistically. What type of investment our listeners should be investing. Because nothing's free. Okay,
right.
Listen, you know, you want a 2% loan? Sure, no problem. It's going to cost you $50,000 in discount points. I could do that, right? But you're going to dive a little deeper into that because I know that drives you bananas.
It does.
Like, no closing costs. When I hear that on the radio, that's like nails through on a chalkboard, and all of these ridiculous things that I hear on the radio is a little crazy because in my business, everything has closing costs. It's just nothing's free. And you're going to dive deeper into that.
I will.
And how long, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you guys?
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
And I also want to dive a little deeper into, it was cold this past week. And you forget what cold feels like until you get slammed in the face with what cold feels like. Okay, you know, we had cold and then we had 70 degrees and everybody's walking around in t-shirts and shorts and bam! Okay, and here it comes, and cold is not a very pleasant feeling, especially when your heater is not working efficiently. And I want to talk about that because we talked about the last time you were on about not waiting and getting in front of it.
Right.
Because when it gets cold, then everybody lines up, and here you go. Okay, and then once it gets cold, it doesn't stop getting cold till about April.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Next to you, if you're watching on Facebook, at Home Sweet Home Chicago, brand new page that we have that's open to everybody, is David Rampage from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You have been extremely busy because it's holiday season.
Yes.
The virus is making a little rally again.
Yeah, it's a big rally.
Big rally. And our listeners are really concerned from what we, you know, because we talk before the show. We get here about 9:15, 9:30, and what's going on? How's your business? And we just talk about different things. And you were saying a lot of our listeners out there are getting concerned again, like back in the day of March, of not allowing companies like what you do, especially you, you know, because you do it so well, into their homes. Can you just quickly talk about that, dive deeper later? But that's a major issue going on with our listeners.
Yeah, well, you know, cleaning is important. So in anything, not just carpet cleaning, you have to remember that that's how we lower the virus, by cleaning anything.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, and you're going to dive deeper into the different cleaning techniques that you have, because steam, everybody thinks you use steam, and there's no such thing as that, and you know, you don't use steam. What's the best number for our listeners to reach out to you guys?
Sure, it's 630-990-8600.
All right, watch Joe's face. You have a special, even less expensive. Joe's like, how do these guys
make wait a second. I got a question. You're doing my house on Monday or whatever. Kelly just set it up. Am I getting that $114?
Yeah.
You scheduled before we announced it, though.
That's what I'm asking. See, I knew I wasn't going to get the $114.
You should have said so. You should have waited.
Quite honestly,
now.
I want you to do whatever you got to do.
No, no, but but three rooms used to be $139, typically $139.
Right. Yep.
For our Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners, today only.
Today only.
Today only. What type of ridiculous offer
we're gonna
are you
going to do offering? $114.
$114.
Amazing. You just missed
what
it, Joe.
What are you going to charge me? $190?
I don't know. Yeah, $190. We'll figure it out.
This is perfect.
It's not making any money on any of the other listeners. Well, so here comes the freight
train. Rich, you're going to install that unit. What is it called?
An iWave.
Into our office, Dave. Into the actual ductwork.
I bought it for a free alone standing system.
Yeah, but you kind of bought the little kid thing, the free standing
system. Got 2,300 square feet
off. That's what I'm saying. That's a little kid thing. I went all in.
You know.
That voice, of course.
847-658-8989.
MegaPros Joe, how are you?
Everything's good. Everything's good, and everything's getting better. You're right. The COVID thing is in the office and all that. I'm COVID free. I'm going to get a t-shirt.
Me too.
I'm going to get a t-shirt.
You're COVID free?
Immune.
Immune.
I'm totally 100% immune. Bulletproof.
Been there, done that.
I won't call it. But no, the way it's affecting people and how we have to navigate schedules and that kind of stuff. Yes, and just to accommodate, you know, like you and I were talking about. You have asthma, you have something, other conditions, it's a different deal.
It could be serious.
Prior to Rich coming on the last show you were on, I went out online and I bought small air filters for everybody's office in our office, right? So I figured, all right, you got two over there, I got one over there, one over here, everybody's covered, stay away from everybody, stick in your area. Then Rich comes on and says, well, I got this super duper thing that's got 2,500 square feet. I'm like, I want one of those. So I got one of those, and everybody's got their own. So we got the cleanest air that we've ever had.
until I get it better,
right?
So what you said is so important, and I think that's why you're so credible. You said you don't really, both of you guys, you said you don't kill the coronavirus, you dismantle it.
Right.
You dismantle it, you dismantle it. Nobody's killing
anything. So we don't breathe it.
Yeah,
right.
You can breathe it, but it doesn't do anything to you then.
Well, let's dive deeper. We got to hit a break. You know, Jake's giving me that look. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have Ryan from Roselle on line one with a heater question for you, Mr. Dykstra. We have Larry on line two with a cabinet question for you, Mr. Hogle. 312-981-7200. We're coming back with Rich Dykstra, going to be explaining how you helped our good listener out there, a good friend, Jerry in Oak Lawn, with his heating and air conditioning challenge. Later on the show, Gary Novell coming up at 10:30. We have Alderman Matt O'Shea coming up at noon, and also the John Hansen coming up at 10:30. We have something special for him at 10:30. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We already have a text line blowing up. We've got one from 708. The only thing people can do to increase their chances to survive this virus and keep their sanity intact is to stay away from TV and radio and talk radio. And I agree with that person 100%.
Absolutely. But that's what
and wash your hands.
Really
wash your hands. Stay away from TV. Don't listen to talk radio. But and wash your hands.
And disconnect your home.
Right. And disconnect your home. 312-981-7200. We love our texters. If you love us or hate us, we still love you. 312-981-7200. Ryan out in Roselle, you have a question for Mr. Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services. How can Rich help you?
I've got a new furnace, 2 years old, 90% efficiency. I was interested in why they go out of the back of the house with the exhaust. And I was told at the time, well, the exhaust is more acidic than from the old furnaces, so they don't use the chimney anymore. They just go out the back of the house. But my question is, the exhaust in is an air intake, and they're within 5 inches of each other. Is that a good thing, to be blowing the exhaust up and sucking the air back in?
It actually doesn't suck it back in. If you look at it when it's cold, you'll see the vapor going up, and the cold air, the intake is the bottom one. So that sucks the combustion air in. And it can't go up the chimney anymore because the temperature of that air being exhausted is about 80 degrees. Your old furnace was about 400 degrees.
Wow.
So that would carry the draft up the flue. If you ran it into your chimney, it would just have water running down the inside of the chimney.
Oh, it's not hot enough to draft.
Not hot enough to draft.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, and that's why on a brick chimney, we have to run a liner down because the water heater's still tied into it.
Yeah.
That answer your question, Ryan?
I like this radio show.
I have one quick question on my thermostat. In the morning, when I go from the low setting during the night, it goes to, when I tell it to go to 70 degrees in the morning at wake-up time, it says in recovery.
In recovery.
Yeah. I called 800 number, but it was going to be a two-hour wait on American Standard thermostats. So I'm trying to figure out. There's nothing in the instructions giving any information of in recovery.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Rich, first thing in the morning,
yeah,
I have the same thing on my forehead.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. If you have an issue, you might be in recovery.
Yes. Sometimes I wake up and I look in the mirror and say, in recovery.
You know what? If the day ends in a Y, that's on Joe's forehead.
There you go.
In recovery.
Hey, Ryan, hang on, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thanks for calling in, brother. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Larry, regarding cabinets, how can we help you, Larry?
Last week, a lady called in, and she wanted somebody to, I guess, clean her cabinets. She said everything was perfect. I was in bed with COVID. I just got up. Mm. You guys said there was some guy in Villa Park that does an excellent job. Can you recall, or was I hallucinating?
Well, first of all, how you feeling? Are you feeling better, Larry? Getting stronger?
I'm getting a little stronger, but I hate being weak.
Well, yeah, who does? Mm. But your health's important. You're doing all right, though, buddy?
Yeah, I'm sitting up drinking coffee for
all right.
this week.
Well, it's better than laying down and not eating at all. So that's good. It's better than the alternative. Joe, he's talking about David Haas from Method.
It's not the cleaning, Larry. That was actually to paint them. They finish them. They have a process to finish cabinets very well.
Are you looking at refinishing your cabinets, Larry, or are you looking at cleaning your cabinets?
Well, right now, we just put in brand-new floors, brand-new molding, brand-new doors. These cabinets are, I don't know, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So
needs a little updating?
Might as well. That's the only thing left. I got new carpet.
Okay. Here. I got the number, Joe, if you want me to give it out.
Well, I don't know. Is that so?
I'll look into that. You know, like I said, refinishing is great.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the number, Larry.
Great. They've done several mega customers.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. His name is David Haas, Haas. Okay, buddy?
H. Hold on.
It's all right. Take
natural.
Your time.
H. Double A. W.
No, no. H. A. A. S. H. A. A. S.
Yeah.
All right. David is his first name. Great, strong name, David. And last name is H. A. A. S. What are you guys looking at me like for? It's a great name.
I just need the number.
Haas. I got the number.
Your mind.
Haas?
No, David. 630. Pay attention. 832.
630.
832.
832. 832.
Right? 2250. Yeah. 2250.
2250. 250.
What part hang on. What part of the city are you from? Southside?
I'm in Carpentersville.
Okay.
7225.
Yeah, yeah, you're right around the corner there because you said 832, and I knew you were from the south side. So 630-832-2250. You got that, buddy?
Right. I'll call him up, and guys, at least I wasn't hallucinating.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Hang on, Larry. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about real quick. We got a couple of callers, but before the break, I want to talk about how you help Jerry, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener. This show is all about helping listeners. We are here every weekend for 3 hours now to help listeners. And how were you able to help? Because you got a great story, Joe, coming up later.
Oh, I've got several great stories. Do you want to hear them all today?
Not right now.
No, Joe. We only have 3 hours.
Just how you helped a nice lady listener.
I've got several great stories.
A nice listener in St. John, Indiana. But we're talking about Jerry in Oak Lawn. I believe that. Yeah, Jerry in Oak Lawn, a Southsider. Hi. How'd you help Jerry?
Yeah, he called in. His humidifier was shot. Another company had deemed it. And he wound up, it's really important to replace it. And the humidifier is probably one of the most important things you can have in your home. Okay, because number one, energy saving. You can set your thermostat lower because with the humidity level higher, you feel warmer, just like in the summer.
Does every home have a humidistat or no?
No.
Really?
No,
I didn't know that.
Don't have humidifiers on the furnace.
Okay.
And then two, with viruses, it's been proven, they love a dry house, okay? If you keep your chances of getting the flu, if your humidity level is low, probably about 80-85%.
Okay.
If you bring your humidity level up to 35%, 35-40%, it drops down to 5%. So it's very important. It keeps your mucous membranes moist. I mean, it just cuts down on all kinds of diseases and that you can get.
A typical investment for a humidifier in a typical home?
Anywhere from $595 to $895.
Installed.
They call and say Home Sweet Home Chicago, they get $50 off.
Okay. There you go. Phone number if our listeners want more information about humidistats.
1-800-421-3220, and it's humidifiers, not humidistats.
I was going to say, did I say it right? But you corrected me. That's one. That was probably four. When we get to 10, everybody gets a prize. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have John Hansen, our expert fill-in host when I'm not here, calling in at 10:30. Gary Novell is calling in as well with a credit tip. We've got a loaded show. Phone lines are blowing up. Text line is blowing up. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Send pictures of all your home improvement challenges. We love seeing them. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 630. David, your last caller. Carpentersville is a far northwest suburb near Elgin. So there's number five.
It's right by Algonquin.
About south. Algonquin. South of Madison, Wisconsin.
South of Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah,
south,
yeah. Most everything.
Well, okay. It's the way you look at it. 312-981-7200. We got Gary Novell coming up. But first, we have John Hansen. How are you, John?
Hey, Mr. Hochberg, how are you doing on this Saturday morning?
I am tremendous. John fills in when I'm not here.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, last time I was
I
in.
I get roasted when I come in. I don't get filled in. I get roasted.
That was fun.
Hours.
So he sat between me and Janky. It was like the best day of his life.
And Dykstra was in here, too. Yeah. And just got lit up. And something happened, okay? Like, I've won. Sammy, are you ready? I've won a Grammy. As everybody knows, I've got a great singing voice. Go ahead, Sammy, hit it. I've got
That's
a great
favorite song.
A Grammy. You know, for singing. All right, you know, okay, because I got a great voice. So we've got, all right, cut it, Sammy.
See my face on Facebook.
I know, but John has an Emmy. And
for,
I just.
Wait. He got an Emmy for sitting in one time for you?
No, he got an Emmy. No, he sat in twice, and he did such a great job.
Oh, twice?
Yes.
That's all it takes.
No, he hosts a very successful show on TV.
I know he does.
On Channel 26, and I just wanted to publicly give John a hearty mazel tov for winning a local Emmy.
Are you sure he wants that one of those?
John, would you like
the recount still underway? But the key to winning one of those, David, is to lose it a bunch of times in a row first. and then they feel bad enough that they give you one.
Let's give
it's
that
like the
John
Susan Lucci's of the local Emmy Awards. But I got one. Yeah, I appreciate the shout out, Dave.
I just wanted to publicly congratulate a member of our family, because it will be the only member of our family to ever win an Emmy. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, he's really, like really, really good at this radio
stuff. Favor you're going to ask me to fill in a few more weeks to get roasted again.
No.
It'll
be
nice next time.
No, but when that comes, we'll definitely set up that you've got the king of the roasters here the next time.
What did we call him? A spoiled rich kid? Or
yeah, he's not like that.
He's not a spoiled rich kid. He's very talented at what he does. Something. You guys are like brutal.
That See? Day he was a spoiled rich kid.
Okay, that day.
No, the real thing was is it turns out I used my garbage disposal all wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
My entire life around. I've been corrected, and I will fix that for next time, gentlemen. I promise.
And I did hear the part where you said, at least you exercise. Okay, so that.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I'm in my spin class right now.
I'm sure you are.
All right, get back on the Peloton. I just wanted to call to let everybody know that when I'm not here and we have a fill in, when John fills in and hosts,
he's so much better than me.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And, he's got an Emmy.
Well, it sounds like a real radio show when John's here.
Yeah.
Not to say, blah, 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 blah.
Well, David, I appreciate it. And to the whole crew, have a great rest of the holiday.
All right, happy holiday,
buddy. Congratulations, John. You deserve it.
Congratulations, buddy. Take care, brother. 312, that's very the big award. And congratulations to John. 312-981.
Are you going to get one?
So I got to be on TV first.
Oh.
Once I get on TV.
I've seen you on TV.
I'm down 22 pounds. So, like, I'm only,
you
I've got
on
one.
TV, you're the same weight again.
No. I figure another 20 to go, and I'll have, like, one chin instead of one and a half. My underwear's not folding over. Every fat guy knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? You put on your underpants, and the band falls over. I'm past the falling band rolling over part. So, that's an accomplishment.
I guess so.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Every fat guy out there going, right on! 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, how are you?
That's a little bit too much information about you.
I'm just being honest!
Well, hi, Dave. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
What's going on, buddy? You helped a lady in Highland Park, one of our listeners, Susan. No, or was it, yes, I got note. I have a note here. Longtime listener from Highland Park, Janet. Not Susan, it was Janet. Executive Green, Dave Rampage, is going to be talking about how he helped Susan and Lyle. How'd you help our listener in Highland Park by the name of Janet, Gary?
Well, Dave, Janet's a restaurant owner, and she's been getting crushed this year with the virus, causing her to shut down, stop indoor dining, rely on patio seating, delivery, and carryouts. And she's been struggling with her bills, as well as making sure her employers are doing okay, as I'm sure many restaurant owners are going through right now. And what she wanted to know was that because of all this, for the past 10 months, she's had two mortgages in forbearance, as well as her payments suspended on her credit cards and auto loans, as was wondering of the effect on her credit scores with all of these very unusual circumstances, as she always had scores in the mid-700s and didn't want to mess those up because they came in handy with running her business. And, David, this is a great question for the times we're going through. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering the same thing. The answer is simple, and that if everything was done correctly with her notifying her creditors of the situation, the creditors doing the right things, there should be no negative impact on her scores. And once she begins making those payments again, there will be no indication on her report that she was not making payments for all these months. Although relying on creditors to report things correctly to the credit bureaus is always risky, so I do advise people to keep an eye on their credit to make sure everything is being reported correctly. With the virus situation this year, the credit bureaus are allowing everyone to get a free credit report every week until April of 2021. If you see a problem with one of your accounts showing past due or any late payments during this period, you need to call your creditor immediately, as well as giving me a call. For any questions on this or anything on your credit, you need to call me at 630-624-9557. Everything today begins with credit, so if you want the absolute honest and correct answers to any of your questions, you need to grab your phone. Call me at 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay safe.
Thanks, Gary. Talk to you later, brother. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joseph, how are you?
I'm exceptional, and I just want to tell you, David, all your listeners, your staff, and any potential clients, that it was an absolute pleasure and a distinct honor to do business with somebody that is extremely intelligent, commensurate with ability, and has the humanity to help out the average individual. And your input and your impetus and got my loan over the goal line, and I just can't thank you enough. And I know Mark Zenner did a great job, but when the boss gets personally involved and helps out, I got to shout out and make sure that everybody knows how good of a person you really are.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Would you like a Mr. Floor cleaning product? I don't know what else to do. I want to give him a hug, but I can't. So.
Yeah, no.
Wait, no,
no,
you
David,
have like a tear
David,
in your eye.
No, listen.
Dave,
you have a
tear.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, Joe.
Listen, there's already something being sent with your name on it to the 3100 address.
Okay, so you don't have to do that.
You know what? You went over and above, and it's, you know what? It's like this. My wife, because of the length of the process and the underwriters, and that was a little upset, and you made my wife happy. So you get bonus kudos and extra stuff, and I just can't say enough. So I just want to make sure that everybody else knows that you've got enough wherewithal that when there's a problem, that you just jump in and plug the hole, and it's
nice
it's really important.
Well,
so
thanks,
thank you
Joe.
Very, very much.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, buddy, and thanks for calling in and sharing your story. And you have a great holiday, brother. We're going to send you Mr. Floyd Cleaning Product anyway.
I think his name.
312, yeah, Joe.
His name, and he's all happy and, like, appreciative.
My mom's father, my Papa Joe, was my best friend. That was my...
You know what? This is the first time you ever shared
that with me. I'm opening up to you. It's
you
been 6 years.
Here we go.
It's got nothing to do with you.
It's warm.
But it has to do with my grandfather.
You're starting to say you
I'm
like
starting
me.
To tear up again. 312-981-7200, my Papa Joe. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. If you got any questions or calls, give us a call on the MegaPros call and text line. Send in pictures. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And thank you for all the texters. The recovery on the thermostat means it is recovering to the temperature set on the thermostat.
So my son sent me that.
Well, there you go.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Rich, I was just going to say, these listeners are smarter than most of the people in the room.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? They just Google stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good. Rich Dykstra is backing you.
You know what I like
back.
About Rich, though? He's like, man, I don't know. He's totally honest.
But we found the answer.
But
he doesn't,
now I know.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I'm an old guy.
Thank you, Google.
I got to hit a break. We got David Rampage coming up. We got callers, 312-981-7200. Coming up out of the break. David Rampage, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. If I screwed up anything else in the first 45 minutes, send us in. We're up to 5 mistakes. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Greg in Naperville, how can we help you, buddy?
Yeah, hi, David. Got a question about refinancing. My daughter was looking to refinance her townhouse.
Okay.
And wanted me to give her some help, which I'm of no help. But I wanted to shoot out a couple of questions to you and see if I can make sense of it.
Sure. Well, a couple of quick questions. Is her townhouse a planned unit development or a condo? Do you have any idea?
I believe it would be a condo.
Well, believe and it is are two different things. So check with the condo association or the management company on Monday to confirm that. Okay?
Okay.
So that's number one. And how else? What other questions do you have?
Well, she said she contacted Team Hochberg and got some information, and I was just wondering about it because, first off, they said an appraisal would be, if needed, would be $395.
Correct.
What would determine if an appraisal is needed or not?
The computer system that all mortgage professionals put loans through. We take all of the borrower's information. We run credit. We attach everything to it. We add in the income. We add in the assets. We add in all the liabilities. And through artificial intelligence, the computer systems, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA, FHA. Well, VA, you typically need an appraisal on everything unless you're doing a interest rate reduction loan. Then you don't need one if you don't want one. But the computer determines based upon what other properties have sold in the area if an appraisal is needed on a borrower's home. Joe, we didn't need one on your home.
No, but the same thing applied. Remember, you didn't know if I needed one at first.
We don't know.
Same if any existed.
Right. You kind of get a good feel. You kind of get a good feel if it's a low loan to value, a solid borrower, if you've done the home before. But something like your daughter, we won't know, or any lender won't know for that matter, until you collect everything and put it through the computer and see what it is.
Okay. Last question is, you mentioned about paying a year's worth of homeowner's insurance. Why would you pay for homeowner's insurance on a refi?
Because if your loan is going to close, and again, this is just a general answer for everybody that's going to refinance and should be refinancing because rates are low. If your first payment is due before your homeowner's insurance bill is due, then the yearly premium needs to be paid before if the first mortgage payment is due before the yearly premium is due to your insurance company, the premium must be paid prior to closing because your new lender wants to make sure that you're going into a new loan fully covered with the insurance.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Yes, it does. I appreciate the help.
All right, I'm going to follow up with you after the show to make sure that we give you extra white glove treatment because you called in, okay? And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product for both you and your daughter, so hang tight, buddy. Thanks for calling in. 312-981-7200. 312-981.
Yeah, but Dave.
Joe.
You told him it was, like, after you go through the computer, it was artificial intelligence that's going to make the decision.
It is. It is.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah, that's AI. Artificial intelligence.
I know what AI is, but it's not artificial.
It's artificial. The computer determines based upon what other homes have closed
Maybe
in the
an
area.
Algorithm, but
okay,
it's not AI.
All right, it's JI. It's Joe Intelligence because
that makes more sense.
It's much higher level of intelligence because there's nothing artificial in this guy over here. 312-981-7200. Let's go over to Mr. Rampage, who's been sitting there very, very quietly, very patiently. Susan and Lyle is very concerned about a lot of our listeners, in addition to a lot of our listeners. Susan is just an atypical listener that you've been getting calls from, who is very concerned about the virus.
Yes.
Can you explain what Executive Green is doing to overcome those challenges?
Yeah, sure. We're obviously disinfecting our equipment. Our techs wash their hands before and after every job. And, you know, we're cleaning as part of what we do. We clean. And cleaning is what dismantles the virus and makes you safe.
Can you explain steam cleaning and what? Because we talked about that prior to the show. A lot of our listeners think that you steam clean, which is not the right process.
Right, it's what we call it.
Right.
But it's really technically hot water extraction. You'll see a little bit of steam because the hot water reacts with the cooler air in the room. But you can't flush with steam. So, and there's no equipment in our industry that would actually use steam to clean. You have to flush everything. Anything you clean, you have to flush it with water. So that's what we do. But some companies use soap in their water, and then they're just adding a residue and making everything all sticky, and it gets dirty fast. We don't do that. We use the purified water.
And you could feel that after your process. It is
Absolutely.
Not tacky. It's not sticky.
Right.
It's nice and soft.
For a remodeling job where we have a mess, and now you can come in there and clean those carpets.
Absolutely.
And everything for the people. It works out beautifully because now you don't have that sticky follow-up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of instant access for the people.
And what's this $114 nonsense? What are you doing?
Nonsense. We're a very efficient, organized company, so we can offer a good price. And, you know, by offering the $114, we're going to get a lot of calls today.
Yes.
It'll keep Kelly busy because she's not here on the radio.
So you're doing, instead of three rooms for $139, which you typically is the offer that you put out on the radio.
Yes.
It's three rooms for $114.
Right. So your first three rooms, up to 200 square feet per room. We'll clean for $114.
And then and that's only for today for Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners.
Yes, only for your show.
You bet. And if our listeners want to take advantage of that, what number do they call
to
take advantage?
They can call 630-990-8600.
630-990-8600 to take advantage of the three rooms for $114. We got to take a quick break here. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. After the break, Energy Dr. Neil from ComEd is going to help us talk about energy audits, which will save you money through the winter. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Hey there, baby. I
could use just a little help. You can't start a fire.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, ComEd, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thanks for listening to the show. 312-981-7200. We have Randy and Joliet falling off a ladder. Randy, you okay?
312-981-7200.
Okay, we're going to put Randy. Tell Randy to turn down his radio and to pick up. We're going to go to Buffalo Grove before we get over to Energy Dr. Neil. Mike in Buffalo Grove, you have a question about kitchen cabinets.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Good morning. Love your show, by the way.
Thank you. We love that you love us, and we love you back.
Okay, great, great, great. You know, kitchen cabinets, it's about, I say about 12, 15 years old, and it's peeling. Now, I heard something about refurbishing it this morning. Do you think that's possible?
Joe?
Hey, Mike, this is Joe. What did you say? Yeah. Your cabinets are peeling?
Is it like a vinyl? Is there like a vinyl? It's just like it's peeling, you know, the edges especially. It's near the dishwasher.
Okay. Did you have these replaced or it came with the house? You don't know.
It came with the house.
Okay. So there are cabinets that they do laminate a skin on like that. My guess, if you send me a picture of what's happening.
Okay.
Are you at home, Mike?
No, not right now.
Are you going to be home in the next by 1 o'clock?
No.
Is there any-
So here, Mike, here's what I'll do. If you send me that picture, I will get it over to Tom Jenke at Builder Supply or the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
Okay.
And all right. He could tell me exactly what's going on. If it is a skin peeling off it, I don't think that Dave Haas can refinish them.
Right. He might need to be replaced. You want to give?
Let's see the problem first, Mike.
You want to give Mike your phone number?
Oh, my phone number?
Yeah, so he could text you that he's not going to be home in time for the show.
Oh, sure.
Okay, what's the number?
847-652-4663.
The last four, what's the number?
4663.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat that, Mike, to make sure you got it?
It's 847-652-4663.
Could you hum it, like put a little background behind it? Because I'm used to a jingle.
No. That would be a no.
He could do it. You could tell.
I know. He doesn't want to.
He's got a little jingle in his voice.
I know. He's very, right. He's very harmonic. Hang on, Mike. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Randy Joliet, you have a home insurance question. How can we help you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. During the pandemic, to make sure that I was paying my mortgage, I just let my insurance lapse for a few months. And now the mortgage company is telling me that I owe them like almost three times the amount because they ended up putting me on their own insurance.
Oh, God.
And I was just kind of wondering if there was anything in the rules that came out that kind of helped suspend that. Because, I mean, when you talk to them, they are just adamant about not letting you go on that.
Yeah, so
it's literally like where I maybe pay like $1,000 a year. I mean, for like 3 months, they want like almost $700.
Yes. So here's a challenge. Were you in forbearance or no?
No.
Okay, so you just missed the payment all out, straight out, right? Instead of going into forbearance that was out there available to everybody, you just blew off the payment?
Well, what happened is I was actually working during the pandemic, so I wasn't getting that extra $600 a week, but I wasn't working the amount of hours I was normally getting.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not judging. I'm just trying to figure out. You decided, instead of going into forbearance, to stop making the payment without having the forbearance protection, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Because of that, the lender, any lender, has to protect their asset. The asset is your property. If you don't have insurance on your property, the lender, the servicer, has a right to go get insurance to protect their asset that they're financing. Okay? If you, and anybody, and I'm not picking on you, this is an important topic for our listeners to understand. The insurance that the servicer and the lenders go get for you is typically 3 to 5 times more expensive than if you called my good friend Jimmy Towns at Allstate, and he would get you insurance, okay? So your biggest challenge is, I don't think you have any recourse over the insurance they bought for you because you didn't have insurance on your property when they went out and bought it for you. I think your best recourse is get insurance on that house. And I would call my buddy Jimmy Towns, who's got insurance in my home, 630-834-5678, and get a quote. Get your own insurance on there and have your servicer lender, you know, depending upon who has it, it would be your servicer, the person you write the check to make sure that they discontinue it as soon as you give them a paid insurance declaration page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I did that. It was only like a 3-month gap. That's all right, what can it was. Do and I, like now, I said, I was just kind of wondering if there was anything from the government of...
No. Can you do anything here? No, okay. The government did it already, and you missed it. You should have went into forbearance when you had the chance. You didn't, and this is the bill you got to pay, buddy. It sucks, but there's nothing that you could do, Randy. I apologize.
No, I appreciate the honesty. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, well, to make you feel better, we're sending you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Tell you what, we're going to bring Neil up after the break, so I want to give him a full 15-minute block here. So, Neil, hang tight. Let's take a quick break, boys. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We could really help you if we could see your challenges. So before you leave the house and get into the car, if you're having a problem or a challenge with your thermostat or your floors or your peeling cabinets, it's easier for us to overcome your challenges.
Or your wife. If you're having a problem with your wife, send us a picture of your wife.
Let's stay away from that.
Why?
It's the holidays, and I like our show on WGN. 312-981-7200. I like this time spot. I love this station. I don't want to do anything to upset anybody. So that was a suggestion from MegaPros Joe, and I turned it down. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. An AM 720 WGN. That's a MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. We're coming back with Energy Doctor Neil from ComEd after these messages.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The show is designed to help our listeners overcome housing challenges, whether it be heating and air conditioning, whether it be your carpets, your floors, your buying or selling a home, your mortgages, redoing a kitchen, redoing a bath, whatever. This is a show, a safe place for 3 hours on a Saturday where you could come to get the information you need.
Safe and fun.
A fun place. And we like to bust each other's chops a lot and make fun of each other and make fun of ourselves. But the main focus of the show is to help our listeners live a better life, okay?
That's and pretty big.
I know it is, but one of the best ways our listeners can enhance their life is to do an energy audit on their home, and it's very simple, right? The easiest way to do it, because it's free, the best four-letter word in the English language, it starts with an F. I know you're thinking of a different word, like food, but it's not that word. It's free. And
no, it's counting how many words are
no French stop right. Stop, move on. Stay focused. Let the medication kick in. Neil, Energy Doctor Neil from ComEd is here with us today. We want to welcome Neil. How are you, Neil, buddy? Thanks for calling in.
Good. How are you doing, Dave?
We're good, man. It's been a while, and the last time you were on you did a great job walking our listeners through what an energy audit is. It an audit or assessment? What's the right word? Because I always mess it up.
Well, you know, that's a good point. So we feel that audit has a negative connotation to it. So we like to use the word assessment because we're there to help.
Okay. So you go through the house. Rich had one done on his home. And what did you find in your home, Rich?
It was very, I mean, the guy was very thorough. He came in with, changed all my light bulbs right off the bat. I had old incandescent bulbs, changed all of those.
How many? 10, 15, 20?
Oh, probably 35.
35 bulbs.
They did the outside bulbs.
Everything. You know how expensive those bulbs are?
Oh, yeah.
They're very expensive. Yeah. He saved you a ton of money.
Yep. And he looked at the thermostat and said, I'm not touching it. You got a high-end carrier system.
I wonder how you got that.
Won't work. I know a guy.
It's a shock.
I've covered that.
Gave weather stripping for the doors. Gave a whole pamphlet.
Nice.
Explaining what you can do to cut the bill. It was... because I get these notes that I'm using 8,000 more watts than my neighbor is.
No.
You know, so.
How long did it take for an energy doctor like Neil to walk through your home and point all these things out?
He was there probably about an hour.
An hour?
About an hour.
And what did it do to your electric bill?
I don't know yet. I haven't got one yet.
You just got it.
Just got it done.
Okay. So, Neil, walk us through the process, buddy. What do our listeners have to do to get one of these assessments scheduled, and walk us through what an actual assessment and what the energy doctors, through the eyes of a doctor, Comet Energy doctor, what are you guys looking for and gals looking for as you're walking through homes?
So in the residential setting, and by the way, thank you for getting that done. It sounds like you had it done recently. Now, I'm going to ask you this. In today's environment, with the COVID-19 situation, did you do an in-person assessment or a virtual assessment?
In-person.
You did. So you had the comfort to do that. So that's the start, to get to the start. So you can go to ComEd.com. And across the top of our website page, there's ways to save. If you click on that, it'll take you to either a residential section or a business section. So in the and both of those sections start out with assessments. And then so you can either set it up online. There's a get started button that you can click and fill out a form, and it'll go right into the queue. Or you can call 1-855-433-2700. That's 1-855-433-2700, and talk to a call center rep that can help set you up for an assessment.
Are you doing a lot of virtual tours now because of the spike in the COVID virus?
We are, Dave. We had to take a step back in, you know, the March timeframe when all this came upon us. And how can we do this to keep everybody safe? So with all the video platforms that are available today, you know, we found those to be useful. So and so do the customers. We're still doing quite a. I'm actually on the business side, but we've done quite a few assessments this year, considering the situation.
And this is
most of them have been virtual.
And this is not only for homes. This is also for businesses. We had it done in our office, and it was both downtown and in Northbrook. And it was an amazing, amazing learning experience for us because we signed a 3-year lease in a building that we didn't even own. And, the payback was like 14 months. And I'm like, do it, right? So we saved a ton of money. We got all of our money back from all the savings. And it was literally, you know, here in downtown, we have 3,500 square feet. In Northbrook, it was like 2,200 square feet. So they were in and out in like 20 minutes. But okay, we're going to do all this. We're going to change all the ballasts in the light. And it's kind of cool because now we just keep the lights on. If nobody's there, they turn off after a certain period of time. And you walk in the room, it dims, it brightens, it dims, it finds a certain level, and it turns on. So I'm a huge fan of this. I'm using it. And we've implemented it at Homeside here in Chicago, and we've saved a ton of money. But let's walk us through an energy assessment of the home. You come in the front door, somebody has an iPhone, a Samsung, and you're just walking through each room, looking at the windows, looking at the floors. What exactly are you guys looking at?
So whether it's virtual or in person, we're the electric company, right? So we're pretty much assured that 100% of our customers have lighting. And I chuckle with that because that's what my grandmother always calls it, is it's not the electric company, it's the lighting company. But anyway, so we're taking a look at the lighting. And as the gentleman mentioned before, you know, what kind of lighting do you have? You know, most of us for a long time we install incandescent lamps and let them go till they burn out and replace them with white, right? One of the things we're looking for. Then how is your home entertainment or your computer set up, or both actually? How's it set up? Is it plugged into the wall, or is it plugged into some, you know, protective power strip but doesn't have energy management in it? So looking at lighting, going to replace those with LEDs. Looking at how you're managing your energy for your entertainment and computer devices, and we provide power strips for those that actually will help you manage the power there. So it helps eliminate what's also been called in a lot of articles vampire loads, right? So even though the TV is off, it's still taking a little power to, you know, run the clock and little things like that.
And your DVR, you have to have your DVR run.
Exactly. There you go.
You can't live without the DVR. It's just an impossibility.
Exactly.
About it. So with, now, I want to ask you a quick question about, you know, more and more of our listeners working from home. How's that impacting what you're doing?
It comes back first to do you want someone to, you know, an in-person or virtual?
No, I'm talking about the energy load, Neil. I apologize. I should have been clear on the question. You know, with more and more of our listeners working from home, in home, at home schooling, e-learning, how's that impacting what you guys are doing in terms of helping our listeners with their energy load?
Well, thank you. Yes, that gets to the power strips, right? That help you manage energy there. And you know, once again, how's the lighting in your room that you're either homeschooling from or working out of? You know, as you can imagine, we find all different variations in setups. But the LED lighting today is definitely going to give you better lighting, you know, and then will that give you the ability to, you know, turn down the brightness on your screen and things like that, which is an energy saver. And then have everything plugged in, you know, to a power management system. You get up, you go to lunch, you know, your computer times out, and the power management system takes over.
And if our listeners want to take advantage of this free opportunity for a energy assessment from the fine folks at ComEd, how do they do that, my friend?
So once again, please go to ComEd.com and look for ways to save it across the top menu bar. And choose that, and then go in. If you're looking for your home, go into the residential section. It's the first item there, and same thing for the business section. If you're looking to get your business energy assessment done, it's the first item on the business side as well.
You're awesome.
Or you can call 855-433-2700.
You're awesome, Neil. Thanks, Doc. We will look forward to having you guys on later on, before the holidays are over, and to teach us more about energy efficiency tips from the fine folks at ComEd. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, phone lines are open. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to do a little bit of traffic and weather at the bottom of the hour and come back with more Home Sweet Home Chicago after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You can also go to Facebook. Follow us on Facebook at Home Sweet Home Chicago. You upset an 815 listener, Joe, with your take a picture.
That's actually in my area. I know. There too.
I know. Joe's from Algonquin, 815. You didn't mean it the way that she took it. It was a gentleman that called, said that he had problems.
Right.
And you said if a woman called in and said she had problems, you would say take a picture of your husband and send it in.
Yes. It doesn't matter. I wasn't trying to be
right. You're an equal opportunity
offender.
312-981-7200. Jeanette, how are you?
Hi, David. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I was inquiring about the VA loans.
Yeah.
And why am I calling? I've been told, not to the loan company or anything like that, that widows are not the one that can apply
There are certain rules with VA loans regarding surviving spouses, which I am not well enough versed, but I will get you an answer and call you back and have you back on the air with the answer to that question. What exactly... Your partner, your spouse, passed away who was a veteran?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what I've been reading lately is that if he was injured in the war or...
Service-connected disability?
Died over there, yes, or acquired some metal or so on and so forth, that's some proof. But the point of that is... Yes, I do have some medals. I don't quite know what they were for.
Okay.
When he came out, he did have some problem with his health, but he went to a regular MD, not the Veterans Hospital. So, you know, there's no proof there.
Okay.
When I wrote to St. Paul for his records, believe it or not, the building burned down. I don't know if that's a known fact, but they have no records.
Can I ask a quick question? Why do you think you need a VA loan to begin with instead of a regular loan?
I just because I knew of it and read of it, and I just thought if I have a thought this next year to invest in real estate, that I might go that route.
Do you have money for a down payment?
Yes.
Okay, how much money for a down payment do you have?
Well, I can always do 20% or maybe a little more.
Do you have great credit?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so then if you're putting 20% down with great credit, then a VA loan really doesn't do any benefit for you. Because you would have to pay, depending upon if your husband and the spouse had passed away. I have to get more information, but typically when you're putting that much money down and you have great credit, there's really no inherent benefit of a VA loan. And you're better off not using a VA loan, because then the rates would be the same on a conventional loan as opposed to a VA loan. And instead of driving yourself crazy and getting all worked up, you're just expending energy that you don't have to. But I'll be more than happy to get the information regarding surviving spouses and the rules pertaining to that and get back to you and all of our other listeners. How's that, Jeanette?
All right. That would be great. And that was the next question. You know, is it just go ahead and think about a regular loan? Or
yes.
You know, sometimes you always think you haven't used the abilities of what things offer.
Sure.
And yet I seem to get a negative in everything that I had read, regarding the rules.
I will get the specific rules for you and all of our other listeners. If I can't get it for you today, I'll come back to you for next show, and I will call you personally once I have it, and I'll share it with our listeners during our next show if I can't get it by the end of this show. Is that okay?
That would be good. Do I leave a number? Or should I just listen to you?
Sammy has your number already, and so does Jake. They called you back because you called earlier in the show. We didn't want you waiting on hold. And also, this is a prime example. We had Andrew Tangen in, I think it was last week's show, or was it 2 weeks ago, where he talked about, and I've been stressing for all the veterans out there, if you have served or if your spouse has served or your loved one served, to get them rated with the VSO, Veteran Service Officer. So there is record of it, and they do get the benefits that are available to them, like real estate tax abatement, if you will. Okay, you qualify for not paying real estate taxes if you're 70% or greater in the great state of Illinois.
So what's available to you.
Yes, and you can go to WGN David, Joe. Andrew gave me a list of all of the commissions, the veteran commissions out there. There's a veterans tab where you could go to WGNDavid.com and find out if your county doesn't have it, which county surrounding you has this type of commission that you could tap into and get the services that you should be getting and that the taxpayers are paying for and that you earned saving and fighting for our country. So that's what we're going to do, Jeanette. I will get that answer for you and our listeners. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
No, you're awesome. And I'm going to put you on.
And I knew you had the answers.
Well, I know where to get the answers. I don't have the answer right now, but I will get you the answer and share it with all the other listeners, okay?
I will wait for that. Thank you very much.
Hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning product. You are phenomenal. 312-981-7200. Connie, you have a question for Mr. Dykstra regarding boilers.
Actually, it's regarding the thermostat.
Okay, thermostat.
That controls the boiler.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a boiler. The home is about 135 years old. The boiler is not that old, maybe 14 years old. I haven't had any problems with the thermostat since it's been changed 2 years ago. Now, this year, it doesn't seem to be going on when it gets to that certain click noise, and then when I realize that the radiators aren't heating up, I have to go downstairs, check the boiler, see if it's on. Then if it isn't on, I can hear it make a noise, but there's no flames under the cover. I have to come back upstairs, and I have to push the thermostat to the left, back to the left, and back to that click noise again, and then usually it'll go on. And my thought is, could it be the thermostat?
Yes, it could be the thermostat, but when you go downstairs, do you hear like a motor running?
Yes. Okay. And then sometimes it's on,
past a certain degree, it'll go on, and then sometimes it isn't.
Okay.
And then I took the cover off the thermostat, and I noticed that when it gets to that clicking noise, I'll see like a little spark.
Right. It's making contact. It's making contact. It sounds like you have a fairly old thermostat, though, if you have a contact.
Well, actually, no. It's a Honeywell that I bought at Home Depot. This is only about the second year I've had it, and my brother installed it.
Okay.
And the only reason I changed it is because I didn't like the style of the old-fashioned one. The home is 135 years old. Of course, the thermostat wasn't that old, but it was one of those old-fashioned looking things.
Right, the
so
round
ones.
So
I went and bought a I just bought a newer looking, more modern Honeywell. Just, you know, nothing to do with computers or new technology.
So it looks nice, though.
It looks nice. Doesn't work, but it looks nice.
There you go. Got that going for it.
Well, it's been working for the last 2 years, and now whatever's going on, why does the boiler and the flames go on like I have to, like, play with this.
So what's going on, Rich?
Yeah,
fix our boiler, Rich, over the radio. Let's
okay.
go. Come
it's
on.
A virtual fix. Here we go. Sometimes with the contacts, you'll have a problem at the boiler. If it doesn't, it's electronic ignition, it's got a flame sensing rod. If that is dirty, it may come on, may not come on. So that's something you want to have looked at. The thermostat, it could be just a setting where it has to be adjusted. It's no big deal.
Where do you live in Chicago, Connie?
Oh, I live on the south side of Chicago near 63 South Pulaski Road.
Oh, there you go. Give us a call. We'll come out and take care of it for you.
Well, what is the name of your company?
Dykstra Home Services. We're located in Crestwood.
Okay.
The phone number?
Oh.
The phone number is 1-800-421-3220.
Rich, what do you have going Monday? Anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Hold on. A fun fact. The fire rod, what was that called again?
Flame sensing rod.
Flame sensing rod back in the 80s was my CB handle. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, gee.
Just want to throw it out there.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't work if it gets dirty. That's what you just said, right?
Right.
If
it gets dirty, it won't work.
A lot of things don't work when they get dirty. So, Connie, hang on, all right? We're going to... take care of you. Rich is going to call you after the show and set up a time. Would you like to go to Connie's home and take care of that for her?
I probably could.
Okay, Connie, hang on. We're going to have
Would you rather?
You don't want Rich to come
you'd rather him not be
with one of my service guys, I got to tell you.
I'm nervous because I'm thinking, how much do you charge the minute you walk through the doorway?
Oh.
Diagnostic fee is $94. But you get $10 off because of the show. And what they'll do is take a look at it. They'll go through everything and tell you if there's a repair, what it would cost. We do use flat rate pricing. We don't pull a price out of the air. It's all written down.
Okay. All right, Connie, and I back it up.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you for the info.
All right, Connie. Hang on 1 second. 312-981-7200. Pick Connie up. Send her some... hardwood floor cleaning product, whatever cleaning product she would like. We have Neil, the ComEd doctor, still on hold if anybody has any questions for Neil. We got John in Willowbrook. Donna wants to say thank you from St. John, Indiana, to Joe after the break. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Alderman Matt O'Shea will be coming in at after the news at the top of the hour, talking about a business opportunity, helping small businesses within the southern portion of our listening area. Matt is the alderman in the 10th Ward, which is the southeast side of Chicago, and he does a lot of great things, and he's going to be talking about this current initiative during the holiday season to support local businesses. And I believe a local business owner is going to be calling in as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The theme that we talked about earlier before Joe upset the lady in the 815 area code by making that comment. Again, if you're upset with anything, take a picture of anything and send it to us. Male, female, kids, dogs, cats,
maybe
cars.
I don't know.
No, well, okay, we'll leave the kids alone. 312-981-7200. But a lady listener, a nice lady from St.
Are you kidding? The nicest lady.
From St. John, Indiana. Mm-hmm. One of our loyal listeners, Donna, is on the line. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're tremendous. You called in last week about kitchens and redoing a kitchen. Why don't you take it away, Joe?
So, Donna, did you text in or call in? I think you texted, right?
No, I called about if you would come out to St. John.
Yes.
And you weren't able to get to me Saturday, but you got to me Monday. And you were very pleasant and very nice on the phone and saying that you don't come out to St. John.
Well, we found a way to help you, though, right?
You did. That's why I called, because even though you couldn't help me, you gave me to the builder supply to Tom. And he was just as sweet as you were. And gave me, you know, some helpful hint and told me to call him when I wanted to come out to Oak Brook, and he would make sure that someone would help me with my countertops. And I just wanted to say to the listeners out there that these two men and what Dave is doing is really a nice and great help to everybody. I've never had anybody call me back that fast or that helpful. So I just wanted to, you know, call and say thank you.
So Donna, I so appreciate that. But that's kind of what's great about the show, right? So the ability for me to help you
just by a phone
is
call.
Only because I trust Tommy. I trust what they're going to do there. And also the fact that he would get right back to you and then set you up, and he told you what he would need to walk you through your purchases.
Walk us through the conversation, though. Donna called you for what?
So, Donna, it wasn't a whole kitchen. You said your cabinets were fine. You wanted to change out your counter, your sink, and possibly your backsplash, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we found out is St. John is about an hour away from Oak Brook, where Tommy is. And you can make it to his store. The reason that I wanted Tom involved is that he can help you best understand how they can help you, right? So what you have to bring when you're going to him, and you're going to select this, that, and the other thing. There's still going to be some coordination, whether it's we need a plumber out there or we need somebody to install the backsplash tile. And we can also help coordinate that. But I guess my point is, Dave, is that we have that resource because we trust each other and we have instant contact with each other.
Sure.
Right?
And
so that's what makes it work.
And everybody on the show, if
Plus,
you called in.
We're really, really sweet, Donna said.
Yes. Even though you fired up.
You guys are
all right,
really
could
great.
You lay off
you
that
are
one?
Very great.
even though you upset the lady in 815, but Donna hopefully overcomes that. But again, if our listeners have any. I said this at the beginning of the show. If our listeners have any challenges, whatever regarding the home, this nice lady lives in St. John, Indiana. That's beyond, obviously, your service area. You're not going to go to St. John.
I can't get there efficiently.
Can't get there efficiently. You can, but you charge her another $5,000, $10,000.
Don't be.
It's crazy. But but you were able to walk her through what needed to be done on the phone, and she was able to solve her problem. Mm-hmm. Mr. Dykstra here just got a call from a nice lady who was in your service area. Correct. Who had a challenge with the boiler, mm-hmm. right? So she could try to figure it out herself, but she has the owner of the company right here. That's the best thing. We put together a team of experts, right? You want to call it whatever you want to call this show. The show is a very helpful show to help our listeners overcome any housing challenge. Bottom line, we bring in the experts in studio to answer your questions. That's it. It's that
But, Donna, I do want to say it feels so good for your thank you, because it feels so good to be able to help people.
And, Donna, we got to get out of here, because I got to get to news and traffic at the top of the hour.
Understand.
You are
I
awesome.
Understand. I just wanted to say thank you again.
And we're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. Hang tight, Donna. 312-981, and you're going to send her a hoodie.
I would love
312-981-7200. John from Willowbrook, we're going to get you on the other side. Alderman Matt O'Shea coming at the top of the hour. Do you want to end with something?
We service St. John.
Oh, you service St. John?
We service St. John.
Do you go to St. John?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you do plumbing work?
No.
Everybody in here goes to St. John, remember? But Joe. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. Holmes, you know, Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, ComEd, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have Alderman Matt O'Shea from the 19th, not the 10th ward, the 19th ward. Sorry, Matt. I'm sure you'll get over it. 312-981-7200. John and Willowbrook, you've been hanging out for a while. Then we're going to get over to Alderman O'Shea. How can we help you, Johnny?
Hey, Dave. Got a quick question. I'm trying to see if I could pay my house off by the time I'm 62.
Okay.
So right now I'm 58 years old. I owe $109,000. I've been paying an additional $200 a month towards principal.
Okay.
So from now till then, am I on target?
$109,000. What rate do you have?
2.99.
I think I'd have to put the amortization schedule, but an extra $2,000 a month. 200 or 2,000?
No, $200 a month.
Yeah, 200. I mean, it's $2,400 a year. 4 years, $9,600. I don't know how you're going to get to the bottom of that well with just $200 a month. I'd have to. It's tough to answer, not knowing when you started and where you're at. I could plug you into an amortization schedule off air and tell you exactly what you need to do, because I've got amortization schedules coming out of my eyeballs. I could.
That's what I don't know. That's how I'll hook you up. I don't know how to figure it out.
Johnny, I'll hook you up. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product, and on Monday, I'll get a hold of you, have a mortgage statement, and I'll plug it into my amortization schedule, send it to you, and you'll know exactly what you need to do.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. You have any credit card debt?
Minimal. Well, maybe about $5,000 overall.
Well, how much? What are you carrying that every month?
Right now, yes.
Well, stop doing it.
It's Home Depot, but it's no
care.
Interest.
Listen, you're still $5,000. It's going to pop on you. Pay that off first, and then concentrate on your home. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, that's the plan, but it's no interest.
Well, I don't care. It's still a $5,000. Okay? Right. So it's no interest for the next 24 months. And then after 24 months, whammo, it's going to go up to like 19 to 20%. And then you're going to
My goal is, I'm going to pay that off, Dave. I got it planned out. I'm going to pay that off. Within the 24 months, I'll have that paid off.
What are you putting towards the Home Depot card? How much? $200-$300?
Yeah, about 225
okay.
Month.
So here, why don't you put $425 at it a month, knock that sucker out in about a year, okay? Yeah. And then use that $425 or $500, put it towards your mortgage. 100%.
Yeah, and that'll help out that way.
You'll help out both ways.
Sure.
All right?
Makes sense. Okay, my friend.
All right, brother. Hey.
Lindeman Chimneys. I called them, another one of a great member of your team.
Yeah.
They came out to my home to look at my chimney, assess the issues. Very professional, just awesome people to work with. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, think. When's the last time you had your carpets cleaned for $114, three rooms, 200 square foot a room?
You know what? It's been a while. I only got one room of carpet.
All right. Well, it's dirty. So hang on. We're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and get Executive Green out there. $114. Have you ever heard anything crazy like that, Alderman Matt O'Shea? Three rooms, $114. The guy's right there.
Beat it.
You wonder how the heck the guy stays in business, and he just cleans.
He's going to charge me more.
I know he's going to charge you.
Got to make it up on Joe.
Exactly.
He's going to charge you $7,000. Exactly. But that's a whole other story. Alderman O'Shea, last time you were in here, I cannot believe it was in February.
Yeah.
When you were doing the pancake, your pancake event that's raised over $250,000 selling pancakes.
Raising money for bulletproof vests.
Unbelievable.
Our police officers,
And you have a lady that works for you by the name of Maura.
Yeah.
Maura Burton. And I have to apologize. She's from the South Side, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She keeps you in line, doesn't she?
She sent me an email, I think Monday, asking if Matt could come on. I didn't get back to her till Wednesday. I thought I sent her a email. I know I typed it, but it, like, I must have accidentally
made a mistake.
I made a mistake, but I remember typing it. Hey, we had an opening. Matt could come in at noon. I thought I sent it. I didn't hear from her on Thursday. I sent an email Friday. Boom. Like 5 seconds after. What are you talking about? I didn't get no email from you. So you know how she's a Southside girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These Southside girls, they're tough and in a good way, right? You don't want to upset any woman at all, but especially a Southside woman. Forget about it. Okay? So Mara, she's like, you better tell my boss that I didn't do anything wrong. So Matt,
that's what it was.
I'm just letting you know, Mara's great. She did a great job. It was on me. It was my fault. All right, let's get to the raft.
You don't want
to
get on her list.
I don't want my car up on cylinder blocks and my wheels gone, which I know she's got a tendency to do, but we won't talk about that. 312-981-7200. What's with this raffle? You got a super raffle going on. You're trying to help Southside businesses. I already bought $100 worth of raffle tickets.
Thank you.
What's going on with your organization? What's going on?
So we've got struggling small businesses all across the country, but in my community, we thought we would try to do something about it. So we're doing the 19th Ward Small Business Super Raffle, a raffle where your listeners could purchase a $10 raffle ticket, have a chance at a $20,000 Ford Escape, a $15,000 cash prize, $5,000 prize, or pizza for 1 year from S&T Provisions. The best Italian deli you'll find anywhere in the metro area, or $3,900 in gift cards from our participating businesses. Just a way to pick them up.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to make a deal with you right now. When I win the $15,000, because I already bought the winning tickets, I'm going to give it back to you so you could buy police vests, bulletproof vests, and helmets for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department.
I would do that, too.
How's that?
I would, too.
Okay. So,
well,
so
thank you.
I already bought my tickets, you slackers. All you have to do.
Do you take cash, though?
What? Yeah.
Can you take cash right now?
No, he can't take cash right now. He's in Albany.
He's from the Southside.
You got to be real careful being an elected official taking cash.
Yeah. Well, nobody heard the show. He's fine.
I don't know.
Hey, guys, pick up line one. You don't want to give an alderman any elected official.
Oh, you don't want to give an alderman $100
bill? No, you don't want to give any elected official cash. Trust me. It's not a good thing.
Just because he's an alderman?
That's just an elected official, not good cash.
You can give me $100.
I'm sure. Not a good thing, David.
I'm just telling you from experience. 312-981-7200. But we're going to take a quick break, come back, and give you another 15-minute block here. But our listeners, if they want to buy raffle tickets, where do they go?
You want to support small businesses? Go to our website, the19thward.com.
19thward.com.
Yes, sir.
And all they have to do is scroll down. It takes you to your homepage. And on the left side, there's a tag. What's that thing called? Like a little red thing.
Tab.
Thank you. Tab. All right, Mr. Heating and Air Conditioning Guy, Mr. Smarty Pants.
There you go.
I got an 18 in my ACT. So there. Took it three times. Got 318. So I got a 54. You click on the tab. It takes you right to the sign-up page where you can buy it with a credit card. Very easy. Credit card, Joe. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have our energy doctor, Neil, still on the line. If you have any questions for our energy doctor, Neil from ComEd. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's a MegaPro's call and text line, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. That's in honor of our good friend Alderman Matt O'Shea wearing his White Sox hat. Got a little thunderstruck there for you, Alderman. Why don't you make you feel right at home on the South Side with a guaranteed rate feel? There you go. You feel at home? Feel good?
I feel good. You should know, though, Maura just texted me. She said you're on the list.
Can't believe. Well, what are you talking about? You sent me no email, freaking email. I'm like, all right, take it easy. Relax. And I looked, and she was right. I typed it, though. I don't know what the hell happened to it. 312-981-7200. Let's raise some money. Everybody in here... Joe Dykstra, Rich Dykstra, Dave Rampage, and I just bought $100 worth of tickets.
Well, so I gave you $100. I don't know what happened.
I did too.
I just bought you guys $10 worth of tickets. It's okay.
I don't trust them.
It's good. That's how it works, right?
Taking his wife out to dinner.
I'm totally broke. I'm not going to give it to
you've
my
got
wife.
Some generous friends here.
I got
Thank
some generous
you,
friends. Well, yeah. Well, listen, you come in the radio station. We like to help our listening audience. You're a great alderman. You do great work. You've got a pancake breakfast coming up. In February, which probably isn't going to happen due to this COVID banana stuff we got going on, because as you know, Joe mentioned it, eating pancakes virtually is just not as tasty,
not as appetizing,
But we're still going to have you back in February, and raise some money and buy some bulletproof vests for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, and you're doing some other great things with helmets, which we'll talk about later. But let's focus on raising money for the 19th Ward. Your businesses, the businesses, not your businesses, but the businesses within your ward and the other 49 wards, because for everybody that doesn't know, there's 50 wards here in Chicago, are hurting, especially the small business owners. They are hurting right now because of what's happening with the economy. And we're going to do everything we can to help local businesses. So we just raised $400 inside here. Hopefully our listeners will go to what website again?
They can go to our website, the 19thward.com, THE19THWARD.com.
And it's a blue tab, not a red tab, so that's mistake number 7 on today's show. But it's very simple. If I could plug it in, it's easy. So basically,
and you did it pretty quick, David.
I did it pretty quick.
40 seconds. We were impressed, weren't we, gentlemen?
I don't know if he did it. He took
$100. Think he did it. He took the money.
I just made $200. I'm sorry, Southside, for the raffle. 3129, on all seriousness, Joe has got, you've got your 10 numbers. You got your 10 numbers.
Here, but the other thing you said is that then to further the police vest thing, I think that's an incredible
thing. How long have you been doing that?
8 years.
8 years. And you started out with nothing, and you raised over how much money so far?
So far, collectively, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has outfitted every single member of the police department with a new vest, and we're now cycling around round two because those vests have a shelf life of about 5-6 years.
And you're also working on helmets with all the civil unrest that we've had. You walked in here and told us that the helmets that they're wearing were basically the helmets that we wore when we were 7 years old and played football in our backyard. There's really no padding or any protection for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department when people are throwing frozen water bottles at their heads.
Yeah, Phil Klein, who runs the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, kicked this off, Helmets for Heroes, several weeks ago. And ongoing purchasing new helmets to protect our officers.
And how much is a new helmet?
About $200.
About $200. Wow. Okay, 312981. I'm going to donate $2,000 and buy 10 new helmets. Okay, so if you could get me that, we'd like to buy. I'll buy our men and women of the Chicago Police Department. I'll do that. Okay,
I'll put the Police Memorial Foundation in touch with you first thing Monday,
and we'll put it on our page and on our Facebook page. And I'll buy those helmets. Okay, just like I think I bought 2 or 3 vests. I don't even remember. But let's talk about this raffle. Let's go to this raffle. The money goes directly towards small businesses. And you do not have to be within the night. I'm up in Northbrook, okay? So I don't live in the 19th Ward. It would be nice to come to the 19th Ward and have you walk me around, and we start going to, like, all these great S&T provisions, Mr. Big Shot. Now my mouth is watering from, for an Italian, some
you
Italian.
You got to come south and check out S&T.
Well, don't think I'm not going to come south, but I need you walking me through because I want to be Matt Shea's guy. But walk us through what this money's going to do for these small businesses within the 19th. It's only the 19th Ward, or is it other small businesses?
Yeah, these are
in the
small
area?
Business located in the Mount Greenwood, Morgan Park, and Beverly communities that make up the 19th Ward.
And what's this money going to do for them? How's it going to help these?
This money will be shared between the participating businesses. Every raffle ticket that is sold will go towards keeping them afloat. And David, just to kind of give you a little backstory here, I talk to business owners that have said to me, Matt, I'm hanging on by a thread.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm going to be here in 2021. I have other businesses telling me, Matt, we're dipping into our savings.
Yeah.
These are businesses not just trying to keep their doors open, they're trying to keep people employed.
Right. That live in the 19th Ward.
And no matter where you are, small businesses are the cornerstone of every single community in America.
Sure.
And we have to do more to support them, especially now.
Well, you've got three of them in this room right now. Joe's a small business. Dave's a small business. Dykstra's a small business. I mean, all three of these men started their own businesses with their hands. I started in the mortgage business. You know, I came from the scrap iron, metal business. What did I know about mortgages? But all of these men and women in this room right now started their businesses with a truck, right? And an idea. Yeah. Okay. All of you guys know Rich Dykstra, your father started, your grandfather started the company back
great
when,
story.
You know, horse and buggy probably, and was schlepping around fixing people's heating and air conditioning units back in the day.
Coal-fired furnaces.
And Dave, you started with one truck and a Hail Mary.
Myself, you bet.
And Joe, you started when you were like 17 out of high school smoking a pack of Marlboro.
17 and we had a little trouble in high school.
weren't that big of a student.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
But we understand this is Chicago, and we take care of our own in Chicago. We always have, and we always will. And that's something that no matter north side, south side, no matter wherever you're at, when you're out of town and you say where you're from Chicago. Right? You could be in freaking Joliet, you're from Chicago. Yeah. You know that. Yeah.
Right.
You could be in Carpentersville, you could be in Elgin, you could be in DeKalb, where you're from. I'm not from DeKalb, Illinois. I'm from Chicago.
Right.
Right? So, yeah. I mean, you could put a big 200-mile circle around from where we're sitting right here at the epicenter, and everybody within that 200-300-mile bubble in Illinois is from Chicago. And this is what we have to do to take care of our own, because we'll get through this. We don't know when we're going to get, hopefully sooner than later, hopefully you're back here next year, and we're throwing money to help some kids out in the 19th ward that can't afford gifts instead of trying to support these small businesses because we made it through this craziness and we're raising money for something else. Or maybe we're raising money for families of police and fire that got hurt or got injured on the job and not trying to keep these small businesses afloat. But we take care of our own here in Chicago. And that's what it's all about, right?
Amen.
You can say two tree or this and that, and you get your beefs up north, your beefs over there. You know, you get your Rico Benny's, your breaded steak sandwiches, whatever it is. We're all from Chicago, and we got to take care of our own in Chicago. And the easiest way to help out small business owners in the 19th Ward, like we just did right now, I went online. I'm the biggest computer knucklehead on the planet, and I bought 300.
We noticed.
Well, back off there. Listen, we could turn that mic off real quick there, Big Shot. And, put $300 on a credit card, and Dave took care of his own, but that's what we're going to do. If our listeners want to help you guys out, what's the easiest way to do that? And get me that link so we can put it on our website so our listeners can donate to protect our men and women of the Chicago Police Department with new helmets from 2020 instead of 1973. Where do they go? That means we got to hit a break, that music.
Go to our website, the19thward.com.
Thanks. You're awesome. And I expect you, when you come down in February, even though you're probably not going to have a pancake breakfast, that you bring pancakes and all the fixing when you come down to make those pancakes. I think that's fair.
Can we make sure these three gentlemen here, too, and we'll bring you a feast from the original pancake house in Beverly?
Oh, done. Okay, well, we got to get that all squared away. We got to hit a break. Look, all these guys are like, free food? Sure, no problem. All right,
I'm wondering where our pizza is right now.
Okay, yeah, or exactly.
We're going to take a quick break. Alderman O'Shea, thank you, Matt. You've been awesome. 19th Ward, go to where again? The 19th
Ward. The19thward.com. Thank you, David. Thank you for your generosity, gentlemen.
And send my best tomorrow.
Thank
please,
you, Matt.
Please,
you
just
do a
please,
great job.
Please,
we'll
get
do
it off
we
my
live.
Back.
Send our love.
312-981-7200, Megapros, call and text line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home of Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Mike calling in with a question for Neil, the energy doctor. We mentioned something about Joe Brand's hair. So the deal is on, I believe it's the 16th or 17th or 18th, sometime in December on John Williams' show, we're raising money for the Salvation Army. And we volunteered Joe's head to get cut. So you get $50,000 raised, which will be no problem. Joe gets a haircut. $75,000, which will be a little more challenging. He gets a buzz cut. $100,000 saves Joe's hair. And I get my reproduction parts waxed. So I'm going to get a manzillion. And I'm going to put it up there because that's what I mean.
Why could you say half the things you say?
I said my male reproduction parts.
Your what?
My well, think about it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'm just trying to raise money for a good cause, the Salvation Army. And I'll do it on air. 312-981-7200. We're going to bring up Neil. We're going to bring up Mike. You guys got that? Can you help me with that in the control room? Mike and Neil. All right. While we're waiting for that, you want to quickly talk about your $114 going out of business sale there? What do you what,
going out of business? You know,
it's a special, keep it up, and you will.
It's a special
trust
offer.
My calculator.
No. We're good. We know what we're doing.
Special offer for Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners. Three yes. rooms.
Three rooms. $114.
Anybody
call today?
Anybody except Joe.
Except Joe.
No, that's how I feel.
And you have to call today.
You have to call today. You betcha. Your first three rooms, $114.
Okay.
And get Kelly busy on the phone.
All right. Three. And when the phone number, if our listeners want to take advantage?
Area code 630-990-8600.
One more time.
630-990-8600.
You're working through the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no days off.
The 19th we are taking off.
You are taking the 19th
off. All kidding aside, you're booked. You're busy.
We're busy. So,
yeah,
absolutely. We're always busy.
You get more efficient when you're busy. That's what you said.
Right.
That's how you do that 114 because I'm...
We're very efficient. We have a very organized system. We're very efficient.
And get your home clean for the holiday, and then after you have the holidays, or get your if you can't get it in before the holidays, get your home cleaned after the holiday.
Absolutely.
From having all of your friends over and your family over and everything like that.
We're here when you need us.
312-981-7200. Could you bring Mike up? Or did we figure out how to bring Mike? Hang on, Neil. We got Mike. Mike, you there, buddy? Mike. Michael. 312-981-7200. Okay, we're going to figure that out. We got Neil. We got Mike and Neil. Hold on, everybody. Apologize. Welcome to live radio. All right, Joe, Donna is a perfect example of what we talked about earlier, of you helping our listeners. So if you have any questions, we have a picture here of a door. You want to explain what's going on? The 36-inch door. Exterior door question, MegaPros. Joe, so, I want to replace
right,
our
Dave,
standard
Dave,
36-inch
Dave,
door.
Remember your friend who couldn't get a chandelier in his house? Okay, same thing. I love wide doors, right? So what this gentleman is saying, do you know how you have those side light things? Number one, they're inefficient and kind of look old-fashioned now, right? So to your wider door actually looks more modern.
That's
and you
cool.
could do a whole bunch of different glass inserts. But I agree. Let's get that. You can get a 48.
I know. It says here, right. I have a piano, a large couch. Moving would be so much easier with the wider door.
Absolutely.
How much of a challenge is it to replace a 36-inch door with the window pane on the right side?
All right, so it will be the purchase of the door. So we work with several companies, including BSO.
Builder Supply.
Builder Supply Outlet. You can get a 48-inch wide door. The questions come in the glass and the layout and that kind of thing. So when you say, is it custom? Yes, anything at that point is custom.
Anything over a 36-inch door, it's considered custom?
Sure, right? Okay. So that would be a standard slab. This one will have to be made, which they have no problem doing, and it's not crazy expensive.
So Tommy could custom make a door for our 630 Texas.
And from that picture, we can even go a little bit taller, which might be cool, too. He might appreciate that.
Okay, so there you go. Pictures speak 1,000 words. All right, we got Neil and Mike. Let's bring Mike back on here. Mike, you there, buddy? Nope. Then we just dropped
I'm
Neil.
There.
Okay, so we got Neil will be calling back any second now, but what's your question?
Well, this is Mike.
I know. Neil will be calling back in, Mike. We had trouble.
My question is for the ComEd guy. I'm all electric, and I heard that somebody got 35 light bulbs changed in his house.
Yeah.
So are those free, or
free.
Do they charge you?
Free.
Totally free.
Yeah. Are you in the ComEd service area, Mike?
I am. I'm actually just south of Rockford.
Okay, you're in south of Rockford.
I live across the ComEd plant, Exelon.
Okay. So, Neil, Neil, are you there, buddy? Okay, come on. Okay, so, Mike, here's the deal. ComEd offers a program. If you go to ComEd.com/energy savings, okay, please bring Neil up on line two with Mike on line one. Okay, can we do that? Okay, 312-981-7200. We're going to freeze. We're going to hold. So it's basically they come in, they do an energy assessment of your home, Mike, for free, and they replace all of your light bulbs for free. Okay?
Wow, that is awesome.
Okay, so hang on. Hopefully it's taking us 17 minutes to get both of you guys on the phone here. This is great radio, everybody.
It is.
right. So you go to comet.com/energy savings. Comet.com/energy savings. And we will. Hang on. Let me do this.
Hey, Mike, hey,
Neil,
I'm
are
here.
You there?
I am here.
Okay. So how can Mike take advantage of an energy assessment in order to get his home, an energy assessment done on his home and replace all his light bulbs and save a ton of money?
So, hi, Mike. Yeah, so go to ComEd.com and then if on your computer, ways to save, and then choose the residential for your home, and then right underneath it, you'll see energy assessments. It'll take you right to single family homes. You can, and then from there, you can push the get started button and you can sign up for your own energy assessment. Or you can call 855-433-2700.
Did you get all that, Mike?
Yeah, I got all that. That's great. Right. I heard 35 light bulbs. I'm like, boy, what did that cost you?
Cost them nothing.
Yeah, so not only that, we ran out of time a minute ago. They're going to check your thermostat, see if you have a programmable thermostat. If not, that's upgradable. They're going to check your shower heads and flow a water flow, and you know they can put aerators in those.
Okay, well, I'm all electric, deal. How about my heat pump and everything else? It's all electric.
Yep, they'll check into that, ask you some questions around that, and we can put you in line with the correct people there, and then also your hot water system. It may, you know, there may be the opportunity to insulate some hot water lines.
Yeah, I mean, it's all electric, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we're
going to have hot water here.
Yeah, so basically, the ComEd energy doctor will come in if you want an on-site inspection or do it virtually and give you a whole bunch of ideas on how to make your home more energy efficient, as well as replacing all your light bulbs.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate the information, you guys.
All right, bud. Well, thanks for listening, brother. Hang on. We're going to get your number and have Neil follow up with you to make sure if you have any other questions.
Yeah, maybe you can help me with a cash out refi, too.
I did? Or we will? Or we are?
Maybe you could.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll do that, too. So hang on, buddy. We've got to hit a quick break here. Thanks for calling, Mike. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with the remainder of the show. We're going to help out all of our listeners that texted in. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, as well as the list of all the veterans commissions throughout the state of Illinois. If you're a veteran and looking for benefits that are due to you because you served our country, go to WGNDavid.com, click on the veterans link, and it'll take you right to a printout of all of the different organizations, all of the different counties that have veteran commissions. And if your county does not have one, then contact the closest county nearest your county, and they will tell you where to go to get the services that you've earned and that you deserve to get because you served our country. 312-981-7200. Mr. Dykstra, you want to talk a little more about that. A lot of companies, again, Lou mentioned something. A company had between 9 and 9:30 that somebody called in to get a clean and check, and it wound up costing him close to $600 to $900, right, Dave?
Yes.
Rampage?
It was
something like that. Can you explain what a typical cost of a clean and check is? And for other companies that are out there offering clean and checks for under what? You're not going to get you're not getting a clean and check. You're getting a
sales job.
A sales job. Go ahead.
Anything under, say, $89 should be suspect. Because what they're going to do, there's guys out there advertising $39.
How do they do that?
What they do is they come out and they'll inspect your furnace, but they won't clean it.
Okay.
They'll say, okay, I'm here. It's going to cost you $300 to clean the furnace.
So they're doing a check and not a clean.
Right, exactly.
So they're doing half a C instead of a CNC.
And what they're there for is to find, sell you a new furnace. Plain and simple. Okay, they come in real cheap. Say, oh my God, you need a new furnace. It's cracked. So then that's where they get you.
And how can you be assured that that's happening?
We've seen it happen. We've seen it in our office. We've seen it happen. We've had these guys come out to our dispatcher's furnaces.
So you have your employees call up to see what the advertisers are doing that are advertising on the radio.
Exactly. To see if they're doing a good job, see if they're not.
Like, how the heck are they doing it for $39 and it costs us $89 or whatever whatever the cost is, and now you know that they're not cleaning it, they're just checking it.
Just checking it. They're out there to sell you something.
So they're bait and switching.
Exactly. And you can't roll a truck, Joe, you know that too. You can't roll a truck for a truck for
$35. You
got
to pay the technician to go out there. I mean, come on,
taxes, everything.
Work comp, you got it.
So just be real careful. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. If it's real cheap.
What you said is they didn't tell you up front, right? So So you say $39 clean and check, and that's an assessment. Is that what they said?
Inspection.
It's an inspection,
right?
So you don't get anything for that except the fact that so. For your $89, what do I get?
Oh, you get a complete top-to-bottom furnace clean and check. We check all the amperage draws. We check the hot surface igniters, everything on that
furnace.
You're
doing that for us next Friday,
at your office.
So you're going to install that system.
Right, the iWave.
That knocks the heck out of COVID.
That's it.
Right.
I bought one of those systems.
I
bought the tabletop one.
Right. It is my building.
I know, but it's not. I lease a building.
I understand, David.
I'm not
going to
go spend all this.
It's still a little kid thing.
But it's a little kid thing in Joe's opinion. But it cleans how many? It's
3,000 square feet.
So there, and I have 2,500.
But mine cleans the whole building. It doesn't even care
which
how many
I don't
square
know.
Feet it is.
So I have a 2,500 square foot office space.
Okay,
I'm cleaning 500 square feet bigger.
Mine is so much better than this.
Sure it is. And how much is my system that I bought? It was $900-some.
$950.
$950. And how much is Joe's system because he owns the
building? He's not even going to save
it. He's not even going to charge you.
Right.
Okay.
He's going to charge me.
Oh, no. Joe's going to pay more.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he said he wants me to make money is what he told me. So, okay.
That's my goal. Everybody else make money.
So typical system that you would install in a
residential is $895.
And in a commercial space.
$950.
Okay, right. So there. And when Joe gets charged $1,550, it's good. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Couches?
Yes.
Love chairs?
We clean tons of furniture, absolutely.
Area rugs?
Area rugs, yes.
And the pad that you put underneath the area rug?
We sell that too.
We did not know that until the last time.
We custom cut it for your rug, too.
And it doesn't leave that stain on the hardwood floor.
They're actually made on one side is the felt and the other side's rubber. So depending on what you're putting it on, if it's a wood floor, then the rubber side goes down.
Text message here from 708. Can I buy the $114 three-room for $114 as a gift?
Sure, absolutely.
You have to
just
buy
call
it today.
Kelly.
You have to buy it today.
Yep.
So you could buy it as a gift.
Absolutely.
You get three rooms of 200 square feet or less for $114. Yep. You could give that as a gift.
You sure can.
If you wanted to, but you have to call today, and you have to say Home Sweet Home Chicago in order to get that reduced price of $114 for three rooms.
I guess that's a nice gift.
Well,
it could imply that your carpets are, like your house is.
It could be that maybe you clean your carpet and I'll come over.
A lot of people do that for their kids.
Yeah.
We get that a lot.
Yeah.
My kids actually would appreciate cash.
Oh, absolutely.
Apple doesn't. Well, sometimes they don't want them spending it on anything.
Right. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but that's fine. I thought he was going to say a bottle of tequila. Well, that's a whole other story.
No, they don't.
they don't want that.
No, nobody drinks.
Nobody drinks in your family because you take care of that for everybody. But
it's wrong, David. You know, you're giving the listeners all kinds of.
It's not that you drink. You enjoy tequila. You sip on it.
I do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like I'm shooting it or anything.
No. You sip on it.
Yeah.
A lot of it. But that's okay.
Me before.
Right. That's why I know exactly what I'm talking about. 312-981-7200. So if our listeners want to buy it as a holiday gift for their kids who might not be able to afford it.
Yes.
They could call what number and buy it for them, the phone number.
630-990-8600, and you'll talk to Kelly.
And all you have to mention is Home Sweet Home Chicago to get the $114 three-room.
Yes.
312-981-7200. A lady called in earlier. I think her name was Jolene or Jacqueline or something like that. I will get the answer. Jeanette, with the veteran.
Good job.
With the veteran question, the VA question. I will get the answer. I don't want to just blurt out an answer without doing some research. VA loans are great loans, predominantly for veterans with low or no down payment. There's no PMI, and there are benefits for surviving spouses. So I want to make sure I get the right information. I will call Jeanette back. Thank you, Mr. Dykstra. And I will share the rest of the information with our listeners next weekend. We got a couple of minutes here. We got to get out of here. Mr. Dykstra, if our listeners want to reach out to Dykstra Home Services, how do they reach you guys?
1-800-421-3220 or Dykstra Heating. DykstraHomeServices.com.
Come on, man.
I know.
Don't even know the
name. You remember Jeanette, but you don't remember your own.
Right,
I know. And you can get a gift certificate for a clean and check as well.
An actual clean, actually get a clean and check.
Actually get it done.
We had a 773 just texted in. What's the name of the company and the phone number? It's Dykstra Home Services. The phone number, one more time.
1-800-421-3220.
Mr. Rampage, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your beautiful growing family, Kelly, the baby Brooklyn, is that
yes,
doing okay?
Yes, she's doing great.
Okay, and if our listeners want to reach out to Kelly and Brooklyn and the growing family, the Rampage family, how do they reach out to you to take advantage of the three rooms for $114?
630-990-8600.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Hang on. And Neil, if our listeners want to reach out to you guys to get information about the energy assessment, where do they go? Neil? Okay, we'll go put Neil back. We're just rocking here. All right, if you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID. You can go to 56david.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Next week's show will either be, depending upon if Northwestern, the outcome of the Northwestern game. So go Cats, and we'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Well, I hear you whispering
the words melt everyone, but you stay so... The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, ComEd, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.